You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about doing the work. So this is a conversation that happens in therapy where it has to be determined that the client is going to do the work, is going to be committed to the process of therapy and be committed to understanding that therapy happens outside of the therapy sessions. So change and commitment have to be both inside and outside of the therapy session. So let's jump right in. So this belief and this ability to do therapy, if you will, is super, super important, because if we're not willing to do the work, and not just the work of showing up to therapy, however often you show up to therapy for that hour of conversation, but doing the work in the sense of showing up to therapy for that hour, learning as much as you can learn from that session, sharing as much as you can share in that session, and really experiencing the therapeutic process while also taking what happens inside of that very contained hour and start to apply that outside of the session, then change most likely isn't going to happen. So I've seen so much of clients coming to therapy and talking about what's going on and being committed in session and writing down the notes and learning and talking about what's going on, being vulnerable, having breakthroughs, and then not doing anything outside of therapeutic session, not applying that to their conversations that they have with loved ones, not continuing to be curious and ask questions and apply the skills outside of session. And this can lead to a really stagnant place. So I've experienced this with clients where that's just their whole experience of therapy. And we pretty much don't get anywhere. And either they decide to leave, or we decide that the therapeutic relationship isn't helpful. Or I've also seen this happen where clients are going through a really tough time. So this is a client that I've seen for years and years and years. And they come in and they do a bunch of work and they get what they need, and either they decide to kind of go out on their own for a while and not a lot of change happens. They just kind of stay in the same place, which is perfectly fine. Or in our sessions, things kind of start to kind of run to a halt, and not a lot of change and not a lot of progress happens for a certain period of time. And then it picks back up again, right? So again, not doing the work isn't necessarily a bad thing, right? Like, it doesn't, we don't always have to be doing the work. But if we want to see change, if there's something that we're working towards, if there is a place in our lives where we want to see a shift, then we have to be committed to doing that work. We have to be committed to doing therapy outside of the therapy session. So this is one of those places where I take my yoga background, and they talk about this in the yoga community, right? Like, yoga is what happens off of the mat, right? If we look at the pillars and the concepts of yoga, we have to take that and live that off of our mat. And the same with therapy, right? If we want therapy to be effective, we have to take what we learn outside of our sessions. We have to live therapy in our day-to-day lives. So I hope you found that helpful. Until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.